Let's read together Proverbs chapter 8. In this chapter, wisdom is personified and invites all to follow her and reap the great rewards that she offers. Let's begin by reading the first 21 verses of this chapter. Proverbs chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill, beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Proverbs chapter 8, with some background notes. In Proverbs chapter 7, we saw the adulteress calling out to the naive with her seductive temptations. What a contrast we have here in chapter 8. Here we have wisdom personified as a virtuous woman and calling out to anyone and everyone to follow her and reap the rewards of walking in the way of wisdom. The ways of the adulteress in chapter 7 were secretive and sinister. The ways of wisdom in chapter 8 are open and honest. The end result of following the adulteress in chapter 7 was shame and death. The end result of following wisdom in chapter 8 is discretion and insight for living. The benefits of wisdom are readily available to all who will follow, as we see in verses 1 through 3. Let's read those verses once again. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. That is, wisdom calls out from the tops of the hills and from the crossroads and in the gates of the city. You can't miss her call. No one has the excuse that he or she did not hear the invitation. The question is, did you take advantage of the opportunity and follow wisdom? Well, that brings us to our doctrinal points for Proverbs chapter 8. Doctrinal point number one. Wisdom personified invites all to gain her virtues. Wisdom personified invites all to gain her virtues. Verses 1 through 21, the verses that we just read. Notice in verses 4 and 5 that everyone is called to participate in the benefits of wisdom. Verses 4 and 5, once again. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence. And you fools, be of an understanding heart. Even people who are naive and foolish are invited to reap the benefits of wisdom and thus no longer be naive and foolish. Since the way of wisdom is contained in Scripture, this means that God made sure the Bible and its message and teaching can be understood by the naive and foolish if they will be open-minded and read the Word, and thus gain prudence and understanding. Now we have the character of this wisdom from above in verses 6 through 9. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Verses 6 through 9. Wisdom speaks truth and righteousness in a straightforward manner. There is nothing crooked or under the table or scheming about the way of wisdom. This should be true of believers in our business dealings and secular activities, as well as in our service for the Lord. In verses 10 and 11, we have the value of wisdom. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Do you agree? Take your choice. Do you want silver or gold or jewels or desirable things like a hot car or vacation house or wisdom? What would you choose if you can't have both? In verses 12 through 21, we see the virtues and benefits and blessings you receive if you respond to the invitation and call of wisdom. Number one, true knowledge and discretion, verse 12. Number two, a godly hate of evil and pride and perversion of truth, verse 13. Number three, good counsel and understanding of situations and moral strength to do what is right, verse 14. Number four, ability to lead and judge righteously, verses 15 and 16. By the way, this is what you want to see in the church leaders that you choose. Number five, further wisdom and honor, verses 17 and 18. Number six, godly character worth more than silver or gold, verses 18 and 19. And number seven, guidance that is righteous and just and blessed, verses 20 and 21. Wisdom personified invites all to gain her virtues. Doctrinal point number two. Wisdom personified may be a direct description of Christ. Wisdom personified may be a direct description of Christ. Verses 22 through 31. Proverbs chapter 8, beginning now with verse 22. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills I was brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Down through church history, these verses have been interpreted as a direct reference to Christ. After all, the New Testament teaches that Christ is not only the Word of God, but the wisdom of God as well. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 22. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. From 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And from Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3. In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So the New Testament clearly teaches that Christ is the wisdom of God. The question here in Proverbs 8 is whether the personified wisdom in this second half of Proverbs 8 is a direct reference to Christ. It may be. But not all students of the word are in agreement. Some believe that personified wisdom here just refers to God's attribute of wisdom, which of course is intrinsic to his eternal being. But what is said of personified wisdom in these verses could certainly be said of the eternal Son of God before his incarnation. He was there from the beginning, before the creation of this space-matter-time universe. And verse 30 certainly backs up what we have in the New Testament about the Lord Jesus as creator. Verse 30, "Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him." Now listen to these well-known verses from the New Testament. John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." From John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Also Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. "For by him," that is by Christ, "all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist or hold together." From Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. So wisdom personified here in Proverbs chapter 8 may be a direct description of Christ. And that brings us to our practical application for Proverbs chapter 8. Follow the way of wisdom to Christ. Follow the way of wisdom to Christ. Let's read the concluding verses of this chapter, verses 32 through 36. Proverbs chapter 8, beginning now with verse 32. "Now therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." Even if the personified wisdom of Proverbs 8 is not a direct description of Christ, it can certainly be applied to him, because Christ is the wisdom of God, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. And following the way of wisdom will lead us to Christ. "Keep the way of wisdom," verse 32, "and you will be blessed," verse 34, "and you will find Christ and eternal life," verse 35. If you don't follow the way of wisdom, you are sinning against the Lord because you have rejected Christ and instead chosen eternal death, verse 36. "But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." As John chapter 3, verse 36 says, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." From John 3, verse 36. Don't be foolish. Follow the way of wisdom to Christ.